Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hello and welcome to the Racing Post GAA podcast in association with Paddy Power. Now, as you'll probably have noticed by this stage, I am not David Jennings. It's Mark Boylan here. I'm in the hot seat for the next couple of weeks as David is away. But I'm still joined by my expert panel, thank God. And joining us today is football expert Paddy O'Rourke and Paddy Power representative Dame Fitzgerald. All well, lads?
All very good.
Great stuff. Well, look, as is customary here, we're going to start off with the three quickfire questions. Initially for you, Paddy O'Rourke, what side impressed you most last weekend?
I suppose looking at the games last weekend, probably the one that stood out for me, Clare going up to Westmead and as underdogs and coming away with a scalp there. Unfortunately, they're going to run up a cul-de-sac this weekend, but I suppose going up there to Westmead and taking a victory in their own back garden, that was a big one.
Well, previous listeners of the podcast will be aware of your fondness for Clare already. Question two, at this stage of the campaign, what two teams do you think will be in the All-Ireland final? Albeit one is probably obvious.
Yeah, I think Dublin are going to top their side of the Super 8s. And then on the side which Mead will be in with Kerry and Donegal, it'll be, I think it will probably be looking at maybe Donegal to top the group, avoid Dublin in a semi-final and then get to a final. So Dublin-Donegal final.
A Dublin-Donegal final. And finally, of your three quickfire questions, what beaten provincial finalist is the most vulnerable in this weekend?
Beaten provincial, Cavan. I think they're running into Tyrone. The two of them know each other. All ends up. So I think this weekend could be the end of the line for Cavan.
There we have it. So there are the three quickfire questions for Paddy O'Rourke. Same applies to you and Damien Fitzgerald. How was last weekend from Paddy Power's perspective on the football front? What was the worst result?
It was a fairly even weekend. I suppose Mayo and Tyrone both winning didn't help with accumulators. Our worst result was Clare, though. We kind of laid them fairly heavily all through the week. I'm not sure how much of that was Paddy's money now, but yeah, it was a poor result for us there. We kind of laid them pretty heavily.
And what was the biggest bet struck with Paddy Power last weekend, and who was it on?
The biggest football bet we took was 6k on Tyrone at 4-9, so... didn't have much worry about that one. Won fairly handy, so that was the biggest bet we took.
And finally, through this series, I suppose we've been talking about Mayo being established as a bad result for Paddy Power if they were to lift Sam Maguire. Has there been any further support after last weekend's hard-fought win over Armagh?
Well, I suppose with the draw and their injuries, we've pushed the price out, so it's out to 20-1 now, and we have still seen a little bit of support from, but I suppose the injuries maybe have dampened a bit of enthusiasm, and we're seeing, I think in the last week, the most money we've seen has been for Tyrone and Donegal, so that's where the support has been more in the last week.
Super stuff. Well, look, we'll crack on with Saturday's action here, and to stay on the Mayo team, we'll head for the first of the round four qualifiers, Galway versus Mayo, down in LIT Gaelic Grounds, Limerick. It's on at 7 o'clock, live on Sky Sports. Damien, how do you bet?
Yeah, we've 10-11 Mayo, 15-2 to draw, and 6-5 Galway. Mayo -1 is 5-4, 8-1 the handicap draw, and Galway +1 is 4-5.
Paddy O'Rourke, are Mayo worthy favourites after what we've seen last weekend?
I think slightly, yeah. I think they're kind of just pulling out enough the whole time to win. I think you couldn't be putting Galway in as favourites after their second half performance against Roscommon, so Mayo worthy favourites for me.
And in terms of Galway, look, I don't think there was a whole pile of positivity around the county after what we've seen in the Connacht final. Damien, what do they need to do in particular to reignite the season? Is that what we're going to see again from Galway in terms of that style of play?
Yeah, I like the thing about the Connacht final was their performance in the first half in the Connacht final was actually really good. I don't really know what happened in the second half. It's very poor. And I think they will be looking to get more from Ian Burke and Shane Walsh. I think they were both pretty poor in the Connacht final, and they're two of their main players. So they will need a bit more from the two of them. And I think they might need to just change things. Maybe bring the likes of Kieran Malloy and Killian McDade into the team just to kind of give them a bit more legs and a bit more attacking threat. So, yeah, I think they have been very poor in the championship so far. And I think they do have to change things a little bit if they're gonna keep going after Saturday.
Paddy, just briefly there, obviously you just touched on Lee Keegan is obviously going to be a massive blow for them. Is there an area where Mayo are vulnerable in particular, do you feel?
Yeah, I think teams have been able to get scores. Like you see what the scoreline that Armagh ran up and mostly from play Roscommon clipped, what was it, 2-12, 2-13 as well, you know. So, like, for a team to be conceding that, you're going to have to rely heavily on your forwards to score you out of trouble. Just touching on what was said there, I think Kieran Malloy is out as well. I think, if memory serves me right, I've seen that he had an operation since the Connacht final. He was in a boot before the game in the run-up to it, and he came on with 2 minutes to go in injury time, was limping around the field. So I think he's not going to play. But I could see Ian Burke having a big game. I think the conditions didn't suit the last. It was a defender's dream, wet ball coming in and kind of just getting a flick and a hand in, and nothing was sticking up front. So maybe Ian Burke to feature heavily. And I'd like to see Farraher from Curragh Finn getting a bit more game time as well. I think it's been the best club footballer in Ireland the last couple of years, and just doesn't seem to be Kevin Walsh's flavour of the month. But I think he could do damage now if he got a run at the Mayo.
So just stick with you, Paddy, for just a second. You're coming down. You mentioned earlier Mayo are worthy favourites. Who wins and why, and what's the best bet on the coupon?
I think Mayo just to do enough. Like, they're a supporters' nightmare. They always seem to throw away a lead going into the last 3 or 4 minutes and kind of just do enough to win by a point, as we've seen last weekend. I think there's a bet there, Mayo v Galway, over 31.5 points at about 4-5. I'd see that as a bit of value, and maybe that could be one for throwing into accumulators.
Brilliant stuff. And Damien, are you hoping for another Mayo wobble, or what's in the agenda for you here, do you think?
Sure, we'll let them get the Super 8s. Yeah, I think you'd have to. I'd prefer Mayo to win as well. Like, I think it's very hard to fancy Galway just on their championship form so far. Mayo haven't been great now, but they've shown a little bit better form than Galway, and I think they might get over a little bit easier. Mayo 4-6 points is 5-1, and I think that's probably where my best bet on the coupon is. I think they might just have a bit more than Galway at the end.
Super stuff. Well, look, we'll crack on again. We'll head to Clonas now. Cavan versus Tyrone. And as you mentioned, Paddy, Tyrone were very impressive. They put up a big score against Kildare and Newbridge. Do you envisage more of the same here?
I do, unfortunately, for Cavan. I know that they might huff and they might puff, but you've seen what Tyrone did for the last maybe 15 minutes. You know, Kildare were clinging on by their fingernails. Counter-attack play, got an overlap, and instead of taking an easy option and clipping the point, Tyrone went for the juggler and got a 2-on-1 inside the 21 for a easy goal, just a palm-in goal. So I can see Tyrone cranking it up now. They kind of find their feet in the qualifiers, and Mickey Hart is kind of finding a happy medium between starting lads and bringing lads off the bench to make an impact. And I think more the same this weekend. I think Cavan will be hurting a bit after their run in Ulster.
I tend to agree with you, Paddy. Damien, just with yourself there as well, could I get the prices from you there as well, just on this one?
Yeah, we're 3-10 Tyrone, 9's the draw, 7-2 Cavan. It's a 4-point handicap. Tyrone -4 is evens, 9's the handicap draw, and Cavan +4 is 10-11.
And likewise, is it going to be one-way traffic for Tyrone, do you think, or is there anywhere that Cavan can particularly hurt them?
I'd give Cavan a chance. Like, I think Cavan's Ulster form is very good. I think they didn't play well against Donegal in the Ulster final, but I think they might be a little bit better than that. Like, they did beat Armagh, who have looked fairly good in their qualifier matches. So I think there is kind of a chance for them. If they can get running at Tyrone, I think Tyrone are still a little bit vulnerable to runners. So the likes of Darren McPhee and Martin Riley, if they can get them running at the Tyrone defence, I do think there'll be opportunities there for Cavan. I don't think they'll really win, but I think it might be a little bit closer than people think. I think Cavan +4 at 10-11, if I was going on one side of the handicap, would be my bet.
Right, that's your best bet on the Paddy Power coupon. What about you, Paddy? Where do you see the value is here?
I take off me Tyrone blinkers for a while. I just can't see that other than a Tyrone win, and maybe for the last few minutes running in a few scores to push to beat the handicap. I think -4 Tyrone at even money will be a runner for me.
Lovely stuff. A confident shout for Tyrone and the handicap there. We'll move on to the final game on Saturday. Cork versus Laois in Semple Stadium at 5 o'clock. Damien, how do we bet for this one?
Yeah, we're 8-15 Cork, 15-2 to draw, and 21-10 Laois. Cork -2 is 10-11, 8-1 the handicap draw, and Laois +2 is 11-10.
Paddy, what can we expect from Cork here in terms of performance?
I think they'll bring a lot of confidence and a lot of energy out of their Munster final. defeat to Kerry, but at the same time, like, they went out and gave it a real good go. They played with the shackles off. I know they didn't clip too many points, but they still exposed a lot of problems in the Kerry defence, and scoring three goals that evening. They have some super forwards. You know, Brian Hurley seems to be back to his best after so many years of injury trouble. You know, he had some horrific hamstring injuries, you know, and out the field, you know, they're building something down there to maybe, I know it's not ideal to be in Division 3 next year, but what they did against Kerry, they'll bring to the game on Saturday evening. They've played an awful lot of challenge matches behind closed doors and seem to be going fierce well. So, yeah, I'd be looking at Cork to make the Super 8s after all the doom and gloom talk back in April after their league performances.
Very interesting. Damien, do you think that Cork are one of the stronger provincial beaten finalists here that we can look to this weekend?
Yeah, I think in terms of mentality, Cork are probably coming in with feeling a bit better about themselves than the other provincial losers. Like, they did put in a really good performance against Kerry, where they were underrated coming in. And I do think they have good forwards, as Paddy was saying. Like, and they have the ability to get goals, and that'll stand them. I think, like, the key thing in this game is if Cork get goals, they'll win. And if not, it'll be pretty close and Laois would have a chance. But Laois, the three games in the Championship where they didn't concede a goal, they won. And then against Meath, they conceded three goals and they were well beaten. So I think if Cork get goals, they'll win this game pretty easily.
And just a quick one for you, Paddy, just to touch on Cork coming in here fresher. Laois have momentum after beating Mayo and Offaly in a derby at the weekend. If you were coming in here as a player, which would you see as a bigger benefit, to come in fresher or to come in after winning a derby game like that?
I'd say to come in fresh. You know, like, Cork would have been training away and building on certain things behind closed doors, and then they would have got a chance to see Laois against Offaly. You know, they're playing down in Limerick, so there's a big pitch. I don't think Laois can set up defensively. You know, on a big pitch, it's energy sapping, and it's, you know, it'll take it out of the legs for the Laois lads to get up the field to get scores on the board. So I can see Cork Cork coming in fresher and doing a job on Laois.
Super stuff. And just before we head over to Damien, what's the best bet on the Paddy Power match coupon for you?
Brian Hurley to score a goal at any time and Cork to win the match is 16-5.
16-5. Bit of value there for Paddy O'Rourke. Damien, where's the best bet here? Goals galore, I assume?
I like Cork to win, yeah. I also have Brian Hurley written down anything goal. I like what Paddy said there. Yeah, I had the same thing down, so that's one for me as well.
Spot on. Good allegiance there between the two lads. And finally, we'll crack on with Sunday. The sole game on Sunday from a football point of view. Meath versus Clare. Paddy will have the rosary beads at the ready again, as he had in Croke Park a few weeks ago. It's on in Portlaoise at 2 p.m, live on RTE. Paddy, how hard is it for Meath to get the wheels in motion again after what happened in the Leinster final?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a chance for the players, a bit of redemption, so to speak. I would have been hoping that the players would have stuck together and kind of not really took too much interest in what went on in the media. Like, for 55 minutes sitting in Croke Park, defensively we were solid. We were playing well. We were kind of holding Dublin. Yes, you could see Dublin cutting through sometimes and maybe open us up to get a nice lead, but there was only 6 points in it just after the turn of the 50-minute mark, and I'd be building on that. You know, if we were doing any sort of video analysis or working on the game, you know, I'd be working on what they did for the first 50 minutes, taking loads of positives out of it, and then really focusing in on getting the scoreboard ticking. You know, I think they've a super chance this weekend to start well and then build on the platform that we have defensively. I think we're solid at the back, and hopefully that's not a rock that I'll perish on. But no, I'd be happy enough going into this game.
And you've set the scene brilliantly there for it. Damien, in terms of prices here, what way are we looking at for a market?
Yeah, it's 8-15 Meath, 15-2 the draw, and 21-10 Clare. Meath -2 is 11-10, 8-1 the handicap draw, and Clare +2 is 10-11.
And obviously, Damien, we saw a loud struggle after coming off the back of a Dublin hammer. And what do you think here yourself? Is it going to be an issue here, or would you have confidence in Meath?
Well, I think Meath are probably it's a very big game for Meath, because if they lose this game, it really puts a dampener on the whole year. I think they will just have enough Meath. I was just looking through league results from the last couple of years. They've beaten Clare really easily in the league in the last 3 years. And I think that'll give them a bit of confidence that they should be able to win this. I think Clare are a good side, but one thing I will say about them is they do rely on some big players. Like if Owen Cleary, Gary Brennan, Jamie Malone, David Hurtty, like they're their four main players. And if you can stop those players, then the rest of Clare's players really would have to step up, and I don't see them doing that. So I think if Meath had can plan to kind of take Clare's main players out of the game, I think they should be able to win this. And yeah, -2 would be the side I would be on probably.
Interesting stuff. And Paddy, obviously, I know you've previously said that you made a bold shout that you thought Clare could make it to the Super 8s. To be one of your outside chances. They looked very solid against Westmeath. They're surely dangerous here with a bit of momentum behind them coming to this game.
Oh, absolutely. And the lads that were mentioned there, like Gary Brennan, is one of the best midfielders in Ireland at present. You know, Cleary is kicking points for fun. And inside, beside the square, you have Tuberty. Although I think he's going to run into his match in Conor McGill at fullback at the weekend. And then if you go out the field and we put someone like Donal Keoghan on Cleary, you know, I think Meath will have the two better defenders there. And then it's about winning your own breaks and trying to break 50-50 around midfield with Gary Brennan and maybe try and just spoil him on their kickouts. You know, he's massive. He's their platform, their launch pad. So it'll be up to Menton and Shane McIndy at midfield, or maybe Eaton Devine, we're hearing around the county, might be given a chance. But, you know, I think if we can nullify their three or four big men, I think Meath have enough class spread out across the field for lads to click into gear. We haven't seen much of Killian O'Sullivan this year. Be hoping that Brian McMahon can get moving a bit earlier in the game. Mickey Newman, if we keep him close to goals, he's potent. He's a goal threat every time he steps out. And yeah, I'd be really, really disappointed now for the season that Meath have put in if they can't get over this game. Like, we have everything there to beat Clare, and we shouldn't be fearing them. Although they are dangerous, I think we're just a bit too good for them.
And with that in mind, when punters go into their Paddy Power shops or go online, where would you suggest they put the pen in the box for the coupon here?
Yeah, I've a number of bets picked out for this one now. I think Mickey Newman looked the most dangerous forward we had against Dublin. He kicked three out of our 4 points. So I'd be looking at him for a goal, and Meath to win is somewhere around 7-2. And I think with the platform that we have in defence, Clare under 15.5 points is 5-6. That might be something for somebody in a double earn accumulator. But probably the main one on the card, Mickey Newman goal and Meath to win 7-2.
7-2 shot there for Paddy. Damien, what way do you see this? What's your best value bet on the coupon?
Yeah, I think I'll keep it pretty simple. I think Meath -2 at 11-10. I'd expect Meath. I think they just have better players all around. I think Clare, as I said, do rely on some players. I think Meath just have a better spread of players, and I think that'll kind of make get over the line.
Right, so to recap on the four games this weekend in the round 4 qualifiers, Paddy O'Rourke, what is your nap of the weekend?
I'm going to steal the show here. Brian Hurley goal and Cork to win 16-5, so it's just a little bit over 3-1.
Interesting stuff there from Paddy. Damien, what's your best bet of the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it simple this week. Mayo at 10-11.
Mayo at 10-11. My best bet of the weekend is going to be Galway to lead at halftime at 6-5, considering what was said about them in the Connacht final. So don't forget to go online to Paddy Power to see that enhanced price there for the treble there together. And please stick with us, because we have the hurling preview to come here with Taggy Fogarty. My thanks to Paddy O'Rourke. Thanks to Mia for joining us. And Dane Fitzgerald will be back with us in just a minute.
Friends, or maybe more, earn a 20 quid free bet for every friend you refer to Paddy Power, thanks to our Friends with Benefits programme. Log in to your Paddy Power account and share your referral link to get started. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to the GAA Postcast. Now we're going to turn our attention to hurling here with our preview in association with Paddy Power. I'm still joined by Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors, but now we have Taggy Fogarty, our hurling expert, on board with us. Taggy, we're going to start off with you for our regular three quick-fire questions. At this moment in time, Taggy, who do you think is the front-runner to lift Liam?
Yeah, Mark, look, it's I suppose looking at the last few weeks there, it's hard to look past Limerick. I know they're the informed team and they're on everyone's tongue, but you know, Tipper cruising, they were beating everyone by 10 or 12 points, and Limerick come on in a Munster final and beat them by 12 points. And they just showed the calibre of players they have, with Casey coming on, scoring 1-5, didn't start last year. You know, Flanagan not getting in full forward. You know, Keane Lynch coming back into the team. the panel. And what for me, what stood out was the hunger and drive that these guys have. And they're going to be really, really hard to stop. But that's not to say, you know, later on in the championship, something will happen. But I still think Limerick are top runners. I think they're actually 11 to 10 for their Ireland. So, yeah, they're thereabouts.
I tend to agree with you. And in terms of an individual player, which player do you feel is most important to his county's chances of progressing this summer? Would it be TJ Reid for Kilkenny or something along those lines? What player is the most vital to a team succeeding?
Yeah, look, you hit the nail on the head there, Mark. TJ Reid, for Kilkenny to go forward, and it has been the way all season long, even in the league, without TJ, you know, Kilkenny were always fighting an uphill battle. This year, he has scored 547 of Kilkenny 790. So that'll tell you how much of an important player he is for Kilkenny. Like, he's huge. And even besides his scoring powers, everything goes through him. He wins breaks, he wins frees. Players feed off him. And if you look at Kilkenny down through the years, look at the Henry Steffens, the DJ Careys, TJ Reid for me is actually a more an influential player for Kilkenny than Henry or DJ Carey was. Henry was playing on a great Kilkenny team, as DJ Carey was at times. And TJ is probably playing maybe on a lesser Kilkenny team with players maybe trying to find their feet a small bit, but he is absolutely lording it. And it's always harder for a player to play well maybe in a lesser calibre of a team. And TJ is just flying it. And take him out of that Kilkenny team, you'd give him no chance in 2 weeks' time.
Big shout there from Taggy Fogarty, praising the talents of TJ. And finally, what manager do you think would deserve, if there was a Manager of the Year award at this stage of the championship, who would you be handing out to at this point in time?
Yeah, look, Mark, I think John Kiely, I've great time from him. I spoke to him before on this podcast. And I think John Kiely, for me, he's just a shrewd manager. He's not in the media. He's just doing his job. And it's for Limerick. It's all for Limerick. And he's... I just know by the players that they're just totally buying into him, and it's about the players' welfare on and off the field. You often hear him talking about off the field as well. And I think as a player, if you're happy off the field, it'll be reflected on your performances on the field. And that's totally what's been happening for Limerick and with John Kiely. And also, he took a risk, I felt, in playing Tipperary in the last qualifier game of leaving off a few top players. I think four or five players he left off. And he took a risk there. And to win All-Irelands, I feel you have to take risks along the way. Now, it absolutely paid off. They came back in the Munster final and whitewashed Tipperary. But, you know, that would have given advantage to Tipperary. If I was a Tipperary team and heard he was leaving off some of his top players, that would be a graft for me, and I'd be chomping at the bit to get at him. But it worked out for him. And also, the players are buying into it, as in, yes, they'll give another player a chance and I might get back in. It's about a panel. And John Kiely, he really has a core players there that are buying into him, and he's keeping the hunger and the fight there. They have the players, but for Limerick, I think it's to keep the hunger, the drive and the fight in it to get to the All-Ireland. And also, I know I talk about John Kiely, you have to give Davy Fitz a shout. In fairness to him, everyone is against him. It's against the way he's playing. He's after winning the Leinster final out of nothing. So in fairness, you have to give Davy Fitz a mention. But for me, it's John Kiely.
Interesting stuff, to be fair. I tend to agree. And I think the management of the fixtures and reversing the form with Tipperary was quite something as well. Damien, your three quick-fire questions. Similar story to football. What was last week, a winning or losing one for Paddy Power on the hurling front?
It was a pretty even weekend. We got one good result and one bad result. The Munster result was very bad for us. We laid Limerick very heavily, but Leinster was good then. The main thing, I suppose, is we avoided the Limerick-Kilkenny double, which would have been a big loser for us. So, yeah, it was pretty even. We got one bad result, one good result.
Was the Limerick-Kilkenny double the biggest bet struck this weekend, or what did that lie on?
The biggest bet was just a single on Limerick. I think eight grand on Limerick at even, so that came true fairly handy.
Someone didn't have to sweat for that at all. And finally, has there been any surge of support for any side to lift Liam after last weekend?
Well, yeah, the 11 to 10 Limerick, we're seeing a decent bit of money on that, I suppose, as you'd expect, given how impressive they were last weekend. The other team at kind of a bigger price that we're seeing little bits of money for is Cork at sixes. They do have a very good record against Limerick, is probably the reason, and they're probably, if anyone in the championship is going to beat Limerick at this stage, it probably looks like Cork might have the best chance. So we're seeing a little bit of interest on them at sixes as well.
Spot on. I'd say anyone down in Wexford looking to get a bet on wouldn't have got any bookies open on Monday morning after the celebrations on Sunday anyhow. But we'll crack on with Sunday's action here, the Premier League quarterfinals. We have two games to go through. The first one now, I'd imagine the market isn't going to make for pretty viewing if you're looking for any decent bet at Cork. But Damien, talk us through Westmeath and Cork, TEG Cusick Park in Mullingar, 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, it's 16-1 Westmeath, 33 is the draw, 1-66 Cork. 15-point handicap, I suppose, where the main interest would be Cork minus 15, 10 to 11. Fife won the handicap draw, and Westmead plus 15 is evens.
And just while I'm with you there, sure, I might as well ask you, is there, obviously anything other than a Cork win will be a shock, but that winning margin, that handicap, do you think there's any juice in that, or what do you think?
I think it's about right. I think about 15 points sounds about right for me. The thing is, like, I can see Cork will give you a chance to score, so Westmead will probably get chances, and they might be able to get goals, but Cork themselves are obviously going to put up a big score. So I think about 15 points sounds about right to me. I wouldn't really have a strong opinion on it.
A1 and Taggy, what about you? Do you see this being a handicap that they've got it just right, or do you think there's any scope for it? I saw Westmead earlier in the year against Offaly, albeit now it's a different level of opposition, but they're a capable outfit.
Yeah, no, definitely, I think they are. I think the likes of Tommy Dye there and Agan's Clark in corner forward, they're top quality hurlers. I think they will struggle against Cork. I think you've seen it with Carlow this year, coming up from the Joe McDonough against the top teams. You know, Carlow got beaten there, and I think the 9 or 10 points in most games barred the Galway game. And I think Cork, with the freshness, with the few weeks off, and with the time to prepare and prepare for Westmead, I think the 15-point handicap is about right. I think Cork are a high-scoring team, but at the back, I think they're not as defensively acute as maybe some of the other teams. And I think Westmead will get their chances. So I believe it's going to be a high-scoring game. But I believe Cork will come out winners on top. And also, like, after preparing for a Joe McDonagh Cup, it's fierce hard to come down off that, because that was obviously the goal. To come down off that and play the week after is very tough for Westmead.
There you have it. Taggy expecting the scoreboard operator Mullingar to be kept busy. Is there a standout bet on the first goal score mark, do you think, Taggy?
Yeah, look, you have to look at Patrick Horgan, a 4-1. He's a prolific goal scorer, but it's nearly too obvious. You know, Westmead are going to have some sort of a plan. And the first plan I'd be would be to mark Patrick Horgan. So maybe for me, Seamus Harnady at 6-1. He plays centre forward, but he floats in and out. And that's where Westmead could get caught, maybe on a floating roll. So Seamus Harnady at 6-1 for the first goal wouldn't be a bad bet.
Taggy likes Seamus Harnady. What about you, Damien?
I'm going to go, just because we say Westmead that will be given a chance, I think Killian Doyle 5-2 anytime goal. I think Cork are going to give you a goal chance, and Killian Doyle, he's got a few goals in the Joe McDonagh Cup, so I think at 5-2 he's worth a chance, because Cork do give teams chances, as we've been saying.
And is that your best bet on the coupon, or where would that be?
My best bet is probably over 51.5 points at 5-6, as Taggy was saying. I think this game will be very high scoring. Over 4.5 goals is 6-4 as well. I just think it'll be a very high scoring game. I think Cork always lead to high scoring games, so I think looking at the overs, you won't go too far wrong.
And back to you, Taggy. Would you be thinking similarly in terms of a best bet, or where would that lie for you?
David absolutely took the words out of my mouth. I have it written down. You know, it's that best bet on the coupon was 51.5 points or more at 5-6. I think it's going to be a really high scoring game. Cork are free flowing. They like that ball to hand, and the forwards are very good. But I also think Westmead will get their chances. So I think 51.5 points or more at 5-6 is a decent bet on the coupon.
Great stuff. And our final game on Sunday, Laois versus Dublin on in Port Laois at 4:15. Damien, how do you bet for this?
Yeah, we're 15-2 Laois, 14's draw, 1-10 Dublin. Handicap is 8 points. Dublin plus 8 is, or Dublin minus 8 is evens. Laois plus 8 is 10-11, and 11-1 the handicap draw.
And Taggy, look, Laois, have they been a little bit overlooked in this market, or is Dublin's 1-10 price warranted? Obviously, the form of the Galway win is a very impressive, but they're going away from home here. Do you think that Laois are a little bit overlooked?
Yeah, they're going away from home, but it's kind of two stories here, I think, Mark.
Yeah,
I think definitely Dublin are warranted the 1-10 price, because, look, they knocked out Galway, they drew with the Leinster champions, they put it right up to Kilkenny in Nolan Park, and they beat Carlow by 12 points, who last year were the McDonagh Cup winners, you know. So, like, it is definitely warranted, and Dublin will have the time to prepare, to get all the injuries right, and to train. It's so important to play our matches, and I think to get back to the drawing field then and get training and get your game plan in place. And they would have a couple of weeks to prepare, get all the injuries right, and the pace and physicality, I think, of Dublin will outshine the likes of a Laois of the upcoming team. And you see how hard it is for teams to come up off the McDonagh Cup to actually compete in the highest level. And also, look, I think last weekend, to win the Joe McDonagh Cup, that was Laois's All-Ireland. And just from my own experience of playing in All-Ireland, the mentality you have to have all for them 2 or 3 weeks to build up to it. It's mentally draining. It absolutely is mentally draining and physically draining. And there's no doubt them lads are out on a Sunday night and maybe even possibly a Monday. And rightly so, because they're absolutely in bonus territory now at the minute. But to come out the week after, after a celebration, after the highs, and try to get over a really, really good Dublin team is going to be really difficult. So I think it is warranted that Dublin are such a high stakes, but it's on two lapses, if you get me.
That's a great insight there from Taggy. Damien, do you think, is it similar concerns here in terms of the turnaround here for Laois, considering Dublin's freshness?
Yeah, I think you definitely prefer to be Dublin. Laois really should have another week at least before this game. Like Dublin, they did have a few injuries as well at the end of the Leinster Championship, so they've given themselves a bit of time to recover there. And it's probably a good game for them to kind of prepare before they go in against Tip next week, so it's a good game for Dublin. I think Laois are very good, though. I think like they're very, very good forwards. They've been putting up massive scores in the Joe McDonagh Cup. I wouldn't be surprised if they gave Dublin a bit of a game here. I think the thing is, Laois probably won't fear Dublin like they would some of the other counties. I think they'll always think they have a chance against Dublin, especially in Port Laois. So I would expect Laois to give it a good go. And I'd probably, if I was back on either side of the handicap, I'd probably back Laois +8. But I think in the end, Dublin's freshness might just kind of give them the advantage at the end.
And is that your best bet on the coupon, or what would you recommend them?
I like 7-2 Laois to be winning at half time. I think Laois are going to put in a good performance, and I think the Laois team does have a lot of very good forwards. So I can see them getting ahead in the first half, and then I think Dublin's kind of freshness and maybe just having an extra few players to bring on at the end will kind of get them over the line at the end. But Laois to be winning at half time at 7-2, I think, is a decent price.
7-2, a value shout from Damien. Taggy, what about you? What's the best bet on the coupon?
Yeah, I agree and I disagree with Damien there, I guess. You know, I do think that Laois won't fear Dublin, and I think they have a really good set of forwards. You know, Mark Cavanagh will make any inter-county team. Ross King and Conor Ford and Stephen Maher, that's the half-forward line. Very good forwards, and they have been racking up big scores. But I just think the freshness of Dublin, you know, and Dublin's back line, Sean Moore and Chris Cummey, I think, will marry Mark Cavanagh, and he's a huge player for Laois, and Darragh O'Connell, and Owen O'Donnell fullback. I think the Dublin backs as a six are very, very good, especially the half back line. And I think where Laois make the running for goals is from the half forward line. So that'll be an interesting contest on the coming weekend. But I just feel that Laois will put it right up to Dublin, but they will fade. They will gradually fade, maybe in the 50th, 55th minute. And Dublin with the freshness, and they're better hurlers, and they're in a better position than they were a couple of years ago when they used to play Laois. When Laois went down in hurling, you know, when we're having the bad times, Dublin progressed massively. And I think that's going to be the difference, you know, over the couple of years. And it's going to be a Dublin. And my best bet, I'd say, would actually be Dublin at -8 at 10 to 11. I think Dublin will pull away and they will beat the handicap.
Interesting stuff now. And to roll on to the final part of our show here, the Naps will head to... Well, my nap was going to be Laois +8. I hope you're not going to say similar yourself, Taggy, and go opposite me with Dublin at -8. But what will be your best bet of the weekend, Taggy?
Yeah, my best bet of the weekend, as we're just talking about Laois stuff, and they have been racking up big scores, but I just think with Dublin's defence and the physicality they're going to bring to the game, no goals for Laois at 14-5, I think would be a good bet.
Super stuff. And Damien, what about you?
I think I'd go to the other game, the over 51.5 in Westmeath Cork at 5-6, I think is my best bet.
A confident 5-6 shout for Damien. Listen, lads, thanks a million for joining me this weekend. You can find all those odds on Paddy Power, and you'll enhance the multiple there that's available for the Naps. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you next week. I'll still be in the hot seat as David Jennings is getting a lovelier tan than I am on the plains of Offaly. But to Taggy, Damien and Paddy O'Rourke, thanks a million for joining us, and we'll see you then.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.